ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The situation in Haiti is catastrophic and it grows worse by the day. That's the stark warning delivered by UNICEF's Executive Director Catherine Russell at the UN Security Council earlier this week. In just the past few hours, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced his resignation and has handed power to a transitional council. 5.5 million people, including 3 million children, need immediate humanitarian assistance in Haiti, where gang violence has turned life in large parts of the country into a daily battle just for basic survival. Bruno Mays is Haiti's country representative for UNICEF and joins us this morning. Bruno, thank you for your time.
Yeah, good morning.
Catherine Russell described this as a crisis of protection. Can you give me a snapshot of the security situation in Haiti?
Well, since a few weeks and more specifically end of February, the capital's descent into chaos due to security constraints has left, in fact, countless families and children without any protection, and I would say essential support and facilities. The violence escalated at a level that thousands of people had to flee their home, and mostly children and women. We are now up to 362,000 displaced people, mostly in Port-au-Prince. Since early March, 50,000 people left Port-au-Prince by their own means to the south of the country. And this is a continuous trend since several months. And we have now around 165,000 people who left Port-au-Prince to the south of the country since last year. So unprecedented level of violence in only 3 months, January to March, we had 2,500 people killed or wounded, and we reached extremely grave level of violence against children with 439 cases of grave violation against children. It means children killed, raped, kidnapped, recruited by gangs, but also essential services like schools or hospital attacked, looted, destroyed by armed groups also. So we faced, in fact, an unprecedented coalition of gangs in Port-au-Prince. And as I'm speaking now, 80% of the capital is under direct control or grave impact by the armed group activity. So people are left to themselves. The whole health system collapsed in Port-au-Prince, but also across the departments in the country. 60% of the hospitals are not functional anymore in Port-au-Prince because no fuel, no electricity, no health commodities, and no staff anymore because they had to flee also the health infrastructure because the level of the violence. So the situation is desperate for the population. Children are suffering from malnutrition, mostly in poor urban areas and Artibonite. You know, the department of Artibonite is one of the historical food basket of this country and is cut in two pieces because the armed group are controlling half of the Artibonite, 2 million people. Also, the rural area were not spared, basically, by the increased level of violence. Now, as I'm speaking, the capital is cut from the world. You know, you cannot access it by sea, neither by air, because the airport is occupied and all the roads are controlled by armed groups. So there is no free movement of people and goods since several months now, allowing the population, to move and exchange goods. The whole economy of the country is down. And we are witnessing unprecedented level of food insecurity. 5 million people are food insecure and 1.5 million people are in need of immediate food assistance in the country. We have 20% of increase of malnutrition currently affecting children across several communes in the country, and most of them are in fact suffering from malnutrition here in Port-au-Prince and Artibonite.
So in the past few hours, Haiti's prime minister has announced his resignation and has handed power to a transitional council. Do you have faith that this transitional council will be able to restore some order so that that humanitarian crisis is alleviated?
Well, I think Haiti is entering in a new chapter, and the new authorities must put the rights of children at the heart of their agenda, by protecting children against violence and ensuring they have safe access to basic services. But all this will be possible if the population is getting more security and protection. There is no way in the current circumstance there is no, you know, more attention and support for security and protecting children. The population is left to themselves. Armed groups are operating, you know, without shame in whole Port-au-Prince and Artibonite. There is really no justice functioning. So we really need security and protection of the population in current circumstances. We will need also massive investment in the upcoming weeks and months to restore hope and services for people, and essentially for children. All the essential services for children are lacking, not only in Port-au-Prince, but across all the departments. As I told you, the whole health system collapsed. There is no health commodities available in pediatric unit, emergency unit, maternity unit. So it's really a big struggle from the humanitarian community to provide life-saving services for the population. Let me underline also that we are fearing an important logistical crisis. The whole supply chain is broken. You know, the port is under gang control. We have more than 200 containers pertaining to the humanitarian community under the control of the armed groups. UNICEF lost several containers with supplementary nutrition items and neonatal and medical supply for pediatric units. So the situation, you know, reached a point, a breaking point, that we definitively need some drastic change to continue to operate, because the humanitarian space is shrinking. And despite all what I'm describing, UNICEF and its partner, we continue to deliver for children in priority for all the displaced people here in Port-au-Prince, but also identifying and treating all the children suffering from malnutrition and lack of access to healthcare. So it's a race against time, and we cannot remain passive while the future of Haiti's children is being eroded by unending suffering. Every moment of inaction deepens the crisis that consumes their life. 3 million of children are currently the target of the UNICEF emergency assistance, and we are desperate to get more support from the international community. UNICEF requires $221 million to meet the humanitarian needs in Haiti. Only 8% of these needs are currently covered.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for your attention and support. Thank you.
Bruno Mays is Haiti's country representative for UNICEF.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.